This is Ozarks at Large. As cases of COVID-19 continue to rise, hospitals across the country and throughout our region are scrambling to get access to ventilators and protective equipment. But another troubling shortage is making the fight against the pandemic more difficult: healthcare workers. According to census data, there are only about 6 nurses for every 1,000 residents in Northwest Arkansas. Susan Patton, director for the University of Arkansas's Eleanor Mann School of Nursing, spoke with Ozarks at Large's Daniel Carruth recently about how students and faculty are helping area hospitals fill those gaps.
We cooperated with the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences here in Northwest Arkansas to donate supplies. We have a lot of lab supplies like gloves, gowns, and masks that we're not going to use since the university went to online and our students are now off campus. So we coordinated efforts to donate those supplies to local hospitals. But the hospitals, some of them have gone ahead and hired students to do some tasks like screening people at the door. So right now the hospitals and nursing homes are limiting visitors, and so our students are helping to answer phones and screen people at the door as they come in. So they can still help and do things like that. And I think as the hospitals get busier with the predicted wave of COVID-19 patients that we're expected to have, that they may also reach out to hire students to have them take care of the patients who don't have COVID-19.
How did that come about? Who reached out to whom, and how did you sort of get this set up?
We have very close relationships, obviously, with the hospitals in the area because we put all of our students, we have about 400 of them at any one given time that are going out into clinicals into the community. First of all, they needed our faculty because our faculty are all nurses, so they're experienced nurses, and they reached out, can you let your faculty know that we are hiring right now? And if you have any students that are interested in tech positions or helping us out, we also can use them, and here's a number they can call.
And which hospitals or nursing homes or facilities are you guys working with?
Mostly we Washington Regional, Mercy Hospital, and Northwest Hospital in Springdale. Those are our three big ones. We do have some faculty that are working in nursing home, mostly doing telemedicine right now, but the nursing homes are pretty tight. They're really not allowing many people in and out of the nursing home besides the patients that are there and the staff that they have.
Are there any limitations for students or even for faculty who maybe haven't been in the field for a while? Are there limitations or restrictions for what they can do?
Yes, and of course the hospital is looking at the students and what their competency level is, and they're not going to put them in a position that requires a nurse, a licensed nurse, or skills that they haven't learned yet. Our faculty are all pretty skilled nurses. They remain competent in their field even though, you know, they're teaching. They are all nurse practitioners, and they have to recertify by practice. So those nurses are pretty up to date on their skills and are able to take care of patients.
And is the school providing any extra training or certifications for students who are doing this work?
We are not. We are continuing to teach our students just like we normally do. Because they're not in the building, we had to go to online. And we're actually doing clinicals online and using virtual simulations. And we're very lucky that we had two well-established online programs already. So all of our faculty know how to teach online, and they made that switch really quickly. And so all of our students that were scheduled to graduate in May are still going to graduate. Probably we're going to let them go about a week early, in fact, as soon as they finish all their requirements, and they'll be able to get temporary license from the states and go to work. So we're continuing to do what we do. We're planning on having classes this summer. They'll all be online, all virtual, but we're committed to moving our students through the curriculum and having them graduate on time.
Since COVID-19 and the outbreak, have you taught anything more about the virus or how to contain viruses like this or trying to prepare nurses for future situations?
Yes, and I really feel like the nurses were well prepared to begin with. We trained them in infection control, epidemiology, and I myself am teaching the epidemiology class right now. I've totally switched what we're learning now to learning about the pandemic. I actually have a student who's in South Korea. She was writing about what was happening there even before we noticed, you know, that this was coming our way. So, yes, we're learning about testing, you know, that there are some challenges with testing even when they are rolled out, learning about the importance of, well, I call it physical distancing instead of social distancing, because I think social connection is still important, maybe even more so when we're doing physical distancing. So they are getting a real-time education here. This is a sort of a natural experiment that we're all living through.
And for the students and faculty who are helping out at hospitals or clinics, what lessons or experiences do you think this is providing them with that maybe they haven't had in the past?
Well, especially with our faculty, I think they're learning how to do telemedicine really quickly. We have a couple of faculty that work in pediatric clinics, and telemedicine is becoming really popular right now because people don't want to leave their home. They don't want to go into a doctor's office, and we really don't want them to. So they're learning how to take care of a lot of problems through telemedicine, which I think is one of the things that's probably going to be changed as a result of this pandemic, because we're going to see a lot more of that in the future. The students are, first of all, they feel like they're making a contribution, and they wish they could do more. They wish they had the skills that they could take care of patients unsupervised, but they don't have that yet. But they can still talk to patients. They can provide emotional support. They can do the screening. They can give some basic information about how important it is right now to stay at home, to wash your hands, and to try to stay healthy through this pandemic.
What do you think the public should know about your nursing program and what it means to be a nurse right now?
I think, you know, first of all, our nursing program is committed to continuing to educate nurses. We don't want the pandemic to really cause a nursing shortage, because we're going to need nurses. Our faculty is very experienced in teaching critical thinking and teaching interpersonal communication, and those are the kinds of things that we can do online. And our students will develop really good critical thinking skills. They're going to be able to catch up on the motor skills very quickly once they are allowed to go back into the clinical setting. So I think the public needs to feel good about that. We're not going to compromise on the quality of the nursing education, and we'll be graduating some really good nurses.
Well, thank you so much for talking to me. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Ozarks at Large's Daniel Carruth speaking with Susan Patton, director for the University of Arkansas's Eleanor Mann School of Nursing.